today. Morning, boys. Any people that we can pray for? Ask that you would have mercy on us today, Lord. Just pray for Kale and Brianna, God, that you be with them, Lord. Just guide them and give them wisdom. Pray for Dwayne and Pam, Lord. Just pray, God, that you'd have mercy on him. Pray that you heal him and restore him according to your will. Pray for Peter, Lord, just pray that you be with him, heal him, God, according to your will. Just bless him, give him wisdom, God. Help us all today, Lord, to hear your voice and to walk accordingly to what you want us to do. In Jesus' name. Okay, Proverbs 21. This proverb has got a lot of stuff in it. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff to do. Okay. As a flow of water, so is the heart of the king in the hand of God. Wherever God wills to incline it, there he turns it. And I think that is kind of like, you know, I think of Pharaoh, you know, or Abraham or somebody that the way that they acted towards God really influenced how God reacted with them. And I think for a king who, or a man or anybody who humbles himself before God and seeks God's way, God's going to direct them, but someone who puts himself against God, God is going to be against them. Every man appears righteous to himself, but the Lord makes hearts right. Again, this is, you know, just a common thing. Most people think that they're right, and most people even, and a lot of religious people think that they are righteous, and when in fact they may not be. You know, God, every day we need to kind of come before the Lord and put ourselves before God and really look at what we're doing. You know, just like the Pharisees had thought that they were righteous, but when Jesus came, they didn't even realize that the Son of God was standing right there. And so, you know, we really need to remember, you know, the things that God teaches us to do, to love and to show mercy and to just pursue these things and just not to be high-minded of ourselves, because that's usually a bad road to go down. To do righteous things and to speak the truth are more pleasing to God than the blood of sacrifices. Okay, so what two things here did he say that are pleasing before God? In verse 3.
To do righteous things and to speak truth.
Right. You know, the sacrifices that they mentioned, that was the law. These things were law. You know, you're supposed to do them. And but he's saying that that to do righteous things and to be honest, to speak the truth, that's better than keeping the law. So you could be keeping the law and still, you know, not be doing what God wants you to do, not doing righteous things, or you could be dishonest. I guess. And so, you know, I think that when it comes to God, that in following God, being a Christian, that it's very simple. You know, Jesus said what the two greatest commandments were. What are the two greatest commandments? Somebody besides Roger. What are the two greatest commandments? Leighton or Sylvester, you remember one of them? That's a good one. But Jesus said, they asked Jesus, they said, what are the two greatest commandments? Which, what you said kind of works with number one, is to love. The greatest commandment is to love God. And the second commandment is to love
your neighbor.
That's right. So being a Christian, loving God and loving your neighbor, that's pretty simple, right? If you can focus on that, if you can make that your focus, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself, I think you'll do a really good job at being a Christian. And it doesn't have to be much more complicated than that. And that's, you know, that's like this verse here. It says that to do righteousness and to speak the truth, it's more pleasing to God than the blood of the sacrifices, keeping the law and all that. A high-minded man is bold-hearted in his arrogance, and the lamp of the ungodly is sin. He who produces treasures with a lying tongue pursues worthless things upon the snares of death. You know, some people, well, a lot of people chase riches, chase money. You know, they pursue money. A lot of people, they grow up thinking that is what they need to do. They need to be as wealthy as they can be, and they pursue it. And a lot of people do it in a dishonest way. They'll do anything to get that money, and they'll lie. And it says that a person who pursues or produces treasures with a lying tongue, he's pursuing worthless things. All that treasure is worthless. And he's basically walking into a trap of death. Destruction shall entertain the ungodly, for they are not willing to do righteous things. To be a godly man, you've got choices. Or to be a godly person, you've got choices every day to do what's right or to do what's wrong. All day long we have choices. But the ungodly man, he refuses to do what's right. But it says, basically, destruction is waiting for him. To the crooked, God sends crooked ways. For God's works are pure and upright. So if a person is wanting to live in a crooked way, God's, you know, going to send them crooked ways. God's just going to give them what he wants, I think. It is better to dwell in the corner, in the open air, or like without shelter. It's better to be outside without shelter than with wrongdoing in plastered rooms in a shared house. Saying that you'd be better off just sleeping outside in all the rain and everything than you would be being inside of a nice house where you're doing what's wrong. The soul of the ungodly will not be shown mercy by anyone among men. When the intemperate man is punished, the simple man becomes more astute, and a wise man of understanding shall receive knowledge. A righteous man understands the hearts of the ungodly, and he despises the ungodly and their evils. He who closes his ear that he might not listen to the weak, he will also call upon someone, and there will be no one listening. So there's people who have needs in many different ways. All different people have different needs. And we are to have compassion and to not close ourselves off from these people and their needs. Okay? You know, some people don't necessarily need what they're asking for, but they do need something. And to close ourselves off from somebody who is weak or needing something, it says that when we need something, when we have a moment in our lives when we are weak, who will listen to us? You know, if we don't help somebody else, why would God allow somebody to help us? You know, so, you know, be a giver. Help people whenever you can. And that's the way to live. A secret gift calms anger, but he who refrains from giving gifts stirs up strong anger. It is the joy of the righteous to do judgment, but a holy man is unclean before evildoers. A man who wanders from the way of righteousness shall rest in an assembly of giants. I don't think that's just saying if you wander away from righteousness, you're going to end up in a really bad spot. A man in need loves merriment, loving wine, and oil as wealth. A lawless man is the outcast of a righteous man. It is better to live in a desert than it is to live with a contentious, talkative, and quick-tempered woman. A treasury of desire will rest upon the mouth of a wise man, but men without discernment shall swallow it. The way of righteousness and mercy shall find life and glory. A wise man assaults fortified cities and pulls down the stronghold the ungodly trust. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from tribulation. A troublemaker is called rash, arrogant, and boastful, and he who bears malice is called lawless. Desires kill a slothful man, for his hands choose not to do anything. The ungodly man desires evil all day long, but the righteous man shows mercy and compassion unsparingly. I think this is a really good verse because it just says pretty plainly what a righteous man does. A righteous man shows mercy and he shows compassion unsparingly. That's just his life. Whenever he has an opportunity to be merciful or compassionate, if it's in his ability, he'll do it. The sacrifices of the ungodly are an abomination to the Lord, for they offer them lawlessly. A false witness shall perish, but an obedient man will speak guardedly. An ungodly man resists shamelessly to the face. An ungodly man resists shamelessly to the face, but the upright man himself understands his ways. There is no wisdom, there is no courage, there is no counsel for the ungodly. The horse is prepared for the day of war, but help is from the Lord. Okay. Well, next week, or for your assignment, I want you to go through Proverbs 21, and I want you to find a very interesting verse. And I want you to go ahead and memorize that verse, and then I maybe say something about it, what you think it means. Okay, or how it can apply to your life. And older boys, you can do the same.
Today we're supposed to remember something we learned, some wisdom, and say it. And I just tend to talk fast without thinking. And I'm learning that it's better not even to talk than to say something dumb.
When I think about the universe and all the planets, I see God's mighty with how great the universe is.
down in the shop when I'm helping my daddy. When he's working on a vehicle, he tells me to go and get tools. And sometimes when there's not much for me to do, I feel like asking to go and do something else. But I should just do what he wants me to do down there.
I know if I obey my elders and my parents, I'll become wiser in my older days.
I'm going to try to learn because how to help immediately when my mom or dad needs me, because sometimes my mom or dad will ask me something and I will sometimes just not do it, or sometimes I'll be lazy and careless for some things. And other times I'll do it just perfect, and now I'm going to try to do it every time good.
I thought this week about sometimes when some people ask you to do something, and maybe something particular or something, you think, I think sometimes, yeah, I can do this, I've done this before, and you get kind of proud thinking you can do this, and then a lot of times I'm just mess something up or something. So learn not just when you're humble, it goes better.
Dad's told me to just mind my own business, and when I've tried to do that, I'm sure it's kept me out of some trouble.
This week it was just amazing how great God is. He just spoke to make the world and everything in it, and it's just amazing. You know, the scientists are learning a lot, but it's just so much more, and how great He is. And David said here, yours in 1 Chronicles 20:29-11, yours, O God, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the might. You are master over all that is in heaven and on earth. Every king and nation is thrown into confusion before you. And then the Psalm 90 we just sung, it said in the second verse, at His voice creation sprang at once to sight. And so He's a great God.
I'm trying to learn to get along better with my siblings and to mind my own business too.
Some of us are reading the Bible through in a year, and I'm caught up, you know, and keep on reading, but one of my brothers is way behind, and I tend to get after him for being behind, but that's just completely missing the point. I should just mind my own business.
Uncle David has told me, and other people, I've heard it more than once, that children are to be seen and not heard, and I ain't always got to put my 2 cents into everything.
I'm trying to learn not to approach different situations with my siblings in ways that stir up trouble. Last week I bought something without asking my dad, and he let me know that at this age I need to always ask before I spend money.
Just thinking on through this week, there's just so many things that I'm learning, I guess. And just a simple thing, just feeding kids and doing stuff for your parents, and just always for your wholehearted and don't slack off.
This week I had a good dose of something. Just learned to mind my own business, basically. And it didn't turn out very good for me or the people around me. But we were at a job picking up the shingle nails that were all over, and I just lost it because they were all over the place. And I felt like I was the only one picking them up, and so I got really mad and just lost it, basically. And And then when then everybody, you know, when they got done doing what they were doing, they all pitched in and they were doing it. And here I was, mad, and I wasn't even helping them. So, and then I said something to Olin, and he's like, "Tyler, you need to just get out and be cheerful about helping." So I got out. And just, it was fine after that. I listened to him, but. I've learned that same lesson over and over again, but anyway.
Maybe you've heard that same lesson.
What's that?
Maybe you've heard the same lesson.
Yes, exactly.